For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
Manufacturing has announced it set a new production record.
Some radio listeners have noticed interruptions to broadcasts on both commercial and public stations. But SCETV Vice President of Technology Mark Yonke says temporary static is actually the sound of progress. It's progress in television in a process called repacking. It was brought about by the increasing demand for broadband services for digital devices like cell phones. These signals occupy the same limited space as television frequencies, Yonke explained.
During the Obama era, he wanted to have wireless carriers expand and get faster. As somebody has an iPhone or an Android device or whatever, they can actually get faster connections through the wireless carriers. And the only way to do that was to shrink the television spectrum that's out there.
The FCC did just that, squeezing all the stations into the lower part of the spectrum so it could use the upper space for more broadband.
So as they shrunk us into the smaller spectrum, all that extra spectrum they sold off, and that's where the Verizons, the AT&Ts, the Comcast, the Googles were able to put bids on that wireless spectrum, and the proceeds of that actually got to go back to the television stations.
Those proceeds will help stations relocate to lower channels, which require new transmitters, Yonke said. But ETV engineer Hap Griffin said the bandwidth has to be managed carefully because it is finite.
It's like land. You never get any more of it made. So, I mean, you have to just keep repurposing what's there. So I'm sure that as wireless data becomes even more ubiquitous than it is, that more and more of the spectrum will be repurposed, and probably some things we can't even foresee right now.
The repack affects all but a few TV stations and includes all 10 in the ETV system, said Griffin. Most have been switched over, with others to follow this year. But the only viewers who need to make any adjustments are those who pick up the stations off the air.
The satellite provider will take care of it. The cable TV provider will take care of it. But if you receive your signal off air, then what you might find is that when you wake up one morning, you don't receive one of our channels anymore. So all you have to do is go into the menu of your TV and just what we call rescan. And what it'll do is it'll search through all of the channels, find us, and put it into memory. Then you'll be back good as new.
While the repack only affects TV stations directly, radio stations may also be temporarily affected, as some SC public radio stations are, said Yonke, because they share the same towers with the TV stations.
So that affects the broadcast of the FM station. We've had to do a lot of antenna changes and transmission line changes, and because we have people on the tower, they can't have the radio, that high power output of the radio frequencies affect them. It can actually cause harm to their body. And so we have to go to low power, or sometimes we have to shut off completely just to make sure that everybody's safe.
Apart from new transmitters, TV viewers will see other benefits from the repack, said Yonke.
Right off the bat is the opportunity for us to actually broadcast in UHD or 4K. A lot of people can do that right now through online streaming. And when the ATSC 3.0 is broadcasted, we will now be able to actually do a 4K PBS program over the air. Emergency communication services. In the new standard, the emergency alert can actually turn on your TV and tell you that there's something going on that you need to be aware of.
Yonke said the repack's new standard also will allow stations to add other channels, such as the ETV World, PBS Kids, and South Carolina channels that ETV now offers.
Urging members of the state Senate to
this report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.